7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, sort of beyond Good Day, because we can move into that Good Day groove and circle, and then we now are ready to push people out on their own and keep the Good Day program on their minds as we advise you to keep your head above water. Don't get sucked in by the circumstances that are negative around you. You can be anybody you choose in any situation. So if you want to be amazing today, you just make that decision as you get started.
Today I'm going to be Cher, Dougie.
Today I'm going to be amazing. Today you're going to be Cher?
Yeah.
Cher's pretty amazing.
She's pretty fabulous.
But you know what, Jennifer? Jennifer's pretty amazing, too.
Aw, Dougie, thanks a lot.
Today you can be Jennifer and be pretty amazing. Speaking of that, the story at DougSteffen.com today of this two-year-old toddler who was born deaf. His name is Cooper.
What?
What I suggest you do is go to DougSteffen.com, check out his reaction when he gets these implants, the same implants that Rush Limbaugh got, he went deaf. They put these implants in, and now he can hear his mother's voice, and his reaction is caught on video, which we have at DougSteffen.com. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see what he, you know, look on his face when he hears his mother's voice, realizes what he's hearing.
And then he points to his ear, like telling her, I can hear this, you know.
Right. Very cool. Yesterday, as we get into sort of the hot stuff around, I'm going to start off our session of hot topics. I'm going to play Whoopi, and I'll play the role. But I figure we do this alphabetically. So Doug starts first, and then it would be Heather and Jennifer, and Roberta and Rich. Or Rich comes first. The I before the okay.
I'm always
first.
Last.
All right, last Roberta.
First.
All right. So Facebook. We had a conversation earlier this week about whether we thought it was appropriate for children under 12 to have their own Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I look at the poll from yesterday and look at some of the responses we had on Facebook for this. 32% of you said children ought to be learning how to be social in person, not online. 41% of you said there are no reasons children under 12 ought to be on Facebook under any circumstance. 12% of you said that it wouldn't be a big deal if there were parental controls. 9% said most are already on their way to being on Facebook anyway. They figured it out. 6% said there ought to be completely separate site for children. All right. So, Richie, you have children who are 8 and 5, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what do they know about Facebook?
Just that they aren't really interested in Facebook. They know that we use it, mom and dad use it, and that we use it to chat with relatives in other countries and friends here. But quite honestly, my son, who is 8 years old, has no interest in it yet.
Yeah.
Now, he does have an interest in social websites, Club Penguin, which is a Disney website where you become a member and you can go and take your little character and dress them up in different things and have different themes and build your house, which he calls a lair. Dad, you want to see my lair?
Sean says that word?
Yeah, well, because lair? that's what they call it in the it's kind of like
know
a
what
spy.
That is?
Yeah, it's kind of like a spy game, so they use the word lair.
Okay.
So, and his friends will call him on the phone and say, hey, you want to play Club Penguin? And they'll both log on at the same time, and they'll both go on little adventures together and try and find different, you know, tools and whatnot. Hmm. So he does have a social awareness, you know, website that he uses with his friends, but Facebook not interested in.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Heather, you have a 10-year-old and you have a 2-year-old.
Yes, and Jamie,
10-year-old has his own smart device, but you don't let him use it for calling, right?
He has an iPod.
What does he do?
Well, an iTouch.
iTouch.
And so he can do pretty much everything except for phone calls, except he has now found a way around that. Apparently there's a program you can download, and you can make phone calls from it now, too, if you're in a Wi-Fi area. But he is not at the Facebook place yet. It doesn't pique an interest. Much the same, he does have another outlet. He's a huge Minecraft player, which is a game on computers, which you're building whole worlds and everything in there.
Right. Is that constructive? Anybody else familiar with this?
No.
Minecraft?
It's really cool, actually. Right. It's very, very cool. He's learned a lot about minerals.
So what is this doing for his IQ?
He doesn't need a lot much done for
him. That's what I'm saying. Does it dull? what I'm concerned about is for those of you who weren't around earlier, we were talking about how mind-numbing with regard to keeping your brain alive. We talked about Sheryl Crow and what was going on with her and what you do to keep your brain stimulated. It isn't using these tools. It's using your brain.
Well, one thing, such as with Minecraft, he can, like Rich said, he can have other people log on with him, and they can build together.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he has done things like he made the Big Ben. He's studying different architectures. Mm. He made the White House within it and whatnot. So it's kind of stimulated things, but... I got to say, Doug, it's when the parents have to be involved, because I don't have to throw him out of the house. Luckily, he loves to go out of the house, but I manage it and make sure he's getting a lot of outdoor play, and then he can have the indoor play online with friends, too.
Yeah. All right. Roberta, you don't have children that are this age, and Jennifer, you don't either, so... I think we've...
But they can have opinions.
We don't count.
Well, you matter.
Your children and how you were...
My daughter's 15.
Yeah.
And she's had a computer since she was her own 11 or 12.
Yeah, but a computer is different than a handheld device, a smartphone device.
No, she's had a smartphone that long, too.
Since she was what?
About 11 or 12.
Really?
Yep. She had a phone when she was, I think, 9 or 10. I gave her a phone. To use.
They live in New York. I would probably give my kid a phone.
Oh, yeah. You want to know where your kid is. Plus, I have...
Why do you want to know where your kid is?
Because it's New York City.
I have family locator. I can tell where she is at any time.
Who knew where you were when you were that age?
Everybody.
No.
Everybody.
Well, I want to know from Roberta. Roberta, who knew where you were when you were 15, 16 years of age? And how did they know where you were?
Well, I was a pretty good kid, so everybody knew where I was. I was either in school or I was working.
So the assumption right away, then, is that if you have a phone like this, you keep it dragging, the kids are bad.
No, I just want to be able to reach my child and have the child able to reach me. Why wouldn't you want to use technology, Doug?
What kind of parent were you that you didn't care where your kids were?
Who's that?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I knew where my kids were, but I didn't need technology to know where
they were. But I want to be able to reach them at any time. We have the technology to do that, so let's use it. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, Doug, but after 9/11.
No, it has nothing to do with a fear-based society.
After 9/11, if I lived in New York City, or as I do live in L.A., which is a big city, there is no way that I would not have my kid have a cellular device.
I want to be able to reach my child, apparently I'm in the minority,
and I want my child to be able to reach me. That's all. You know, and plus, like I said, I have family locator,
right,
so I can tell where she is at any time.
But it's all right. I don't have to be on the top.
You know, and tell you the truth, Facebook for her age group is so passe. It's like an 8-track tape.
Oh, yeah. No, really?
Yeah.
What are they using, Twitter?
Like, even beyond that, they have blogging sites that they're on, and video sites that they're on. It's a totally different world. Facebook is archaic in their world.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting. All right, let's see who's next. Alphabetically, Heather comes up next in a moment with her hot topic of the day. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus, your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
La 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 la. All right, so Heather.
Quack quack.
This business about duck, is it pate that's being?
Faux gras.
Oh,
Faux gras. So, what is faux gras? Is duck meat.
Liver.
Ground up, right?
It's pate. Duck liver.
Yeah.
Is what it is. And right now, if you're in California, it would be a hot, hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, you probably know something about it. Foie gras, which is pate, it's made from the duck's liver. Now, the way that they get the duck's liver to be, I guess, desirable for
and
this
tasty.
Is they engorge, they tube feed. It's called gavaging. They tube feed these ducks. They force feed them to fatten them up. So, you love animals,
right? Chicken. They do the same thing with chicken.
ASPCA and animal rights activists going bonkers over this, going nuts, protesting nonstop, and trying to get this ban, which now is going to go into effect July 1st.
This has been around for
but you know what? 7 years. There's one company that in California that produces foie gras. They're responsible for all of it. They've had 7 years to find a more humane way of feeding the ducks and fattening them up, so to speak. And they haven't been able to do that. So now the ban will go into effect July 1st. And what's happening right now is they're having like these secret dinners. They are. They're having
it's
secret
an underground
dinners.
Society.
You know
yes.
what the password is to get in?
Quack, quack.
Donald.
There it is. If you don't know all the lyrics to Disco Duck, you cannot get in.
There's this one. I see this one menu, right? It was 7 courses of pate, basically. And it's the kicker is the dessert, foie gras, peanut butter, and chocolate. Yuck.
All right. Junk food. Jennifer talks about junk food in a moment here on Good Day.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 800-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Sugar.
It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer is following something new from the Disney folks, which will affect a lot of
and the parents, First Lady
families. Yeah, I guess it does start with Mrs. Obama, doesn't it? Huh?
It sure does. Well, yesterday the Walt Disney Company made a statement saying that they're going to start banning advertising, junk food advertising, on their TV channels and their radio stations and on their websites. So anything that kids will see, they're going to try to not have it sponsored by junk food anymore. And the First Lady was very excited. She came out yesterday in a statement and said that it was a game changer, and she wants to encourage every other company to do the same thing moving forward. So I just wanted to pose it to you guys, because you all have kids, and mm-hmm. obviously kids consume the Disney product. And I'm all for what they've done already, which is offering healthier alternatives at their parks so that, you know, there's options when you go. You can get the churro, but you can also get milk and apple slice, which is kind of cool, you know?
So Disney's being a responsible corporate citizen, is
they're
that it?
They're being responsible, but here's what I'm kind of upset
their
with.
Their alternatives may be healthy, but it ain't any good.
I'm kind of getting sick of this ban on companies. Like, we've talked about people wanting to ban small water bottles or wanting to ban fizzy soft drinks. Because what I think we're doing is just kind of making the society where people don't have these choices and don't know how to do the right things for themselves. And I think if you start with kids...
Why don't we disagree on this one? Because what you don't like about it is a law telling somebody that they can't have a certain kind of food.
Why do you can't make people smarter?
This is a company making a choice saying, you know what? We know that we cater and sell to kids, and we're going to voluntarily stop marketing.
Right, and I respect that they're volunteering to do this, but what I don't like is that instead of teaching kids, I would respect programming initiatives from Disney that shows them how
they
to
do
healthy eating rather than banning, because kids in the real world are hit with choices all the time. Do I want the cool cereal with the ring in the box, or do I want
and
the
And that was the funny
cereal?
Thing is, you know, in between these Disney shows, especially on the young, you know, in between Handy Manny and the Mickey Mouse Club, something like the newer Mickey Mouse Club.
You know what's going on there.
And, that's
an 8-year old and
a 5-year old.
They will show like this little feature, you know, okay, we've got 2 minutes to kill until the next show comes on. Mm-hmm. So they'll show this little feature about whatever, spelling, whatever. And then they have one, healthy eating. All right, eat carrots, eat fruit, eat this, that, you know, the proteins, your beans, whatever. You know, whole grain breads. And then they'll go into a Count Chocula commercial.
Mm. Well, I'm looking at the, they have products like Capri Sun Drinks and Kraft Lunchables.
Right, yeah.
There are a lot of candy, sugar cereal, fast food. If I'm hearing you correctly, Jennifer, none of that is acceptable under the new advertising proposals from Disney. Is that
right?
Basically
it's not a complete ban, but they're going to try to make every possible... They're trying to make sure that you won't see advertisements or fast foods and sugary cereals. What I think this does is actually just bumps up the price, because they're not banning everything. Mm. So if McDonald's comes in, or, you know, sugar frosted mini whatever comes in and offers them a great deal of money, I think you'll still end up seeing those commercials.
I heard an interview yesterday from somebody in the advertising world saying, you know, really, there are already rules in place on marketing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
even
are.
Though it's great right. that Disney steps
Wait a minute.
Up,
this is between the lines.
It's really not going to change a whole lot.
Hold on a second. Between the lines of this, this sounds like something from the current administration. We're going to pass a law, but it doesn't take effect until after I'm out of
right.
office. This doesn't go into effect until 2015.
Right. No,
so you got
true.
3 years between now and then when they'll still be selling you Count Chocula up your bazunga.
Right.
And everything else that they can. And meanwhile, they will have trained the advertising. That's pretty smart, actually. They'll mm-hmm. train the advertising agencies to promote the things that are, if you will, quote unquote, more acceptable and look like the good corporate citizens, but still take everybody's money for the next 3 years to sell Burger King and whatever other crud they can sell. So
actually, I would go one step further and ban all commercials on children's television.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good for you, Roberta. How are we going to make any money doing that? You put them to NPR. 28 after on Good Day.
After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right, one HD DVR, four rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. Four rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is "E pluribus unum," rather than "In God we trust," an established law by the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So it's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather. I was about to say Heather McFadden, and I don't know why, where that came
from. Scandalous.
Bachman.
We've been chatting behind your back.
Oh, really? Very nice. That's very nice.
And Rich Bachman.
Yeah. Rich Bachman, Roberta Horn, and Jennifer Fasanelli. All of us are here at your service and on your side with more of the items of interest today. Richie is worried, as is often the case. He really, really has a phobia about people in the DNR and what happens to you if you're on the table and somebody wants a piece of you that's worth something. Are they going to pull the plug so they can get a hold of your liver, your spleen, your kidney, your heart, your lungs, whatever it is? So what's the latest page in that?
Well, I've always had a kind of phobia about organ donation. I totally believe in organ donation.
Totally,
I believe that if my parts are no longer good to me, that you should take them and save somebody else's life with them.
Are you a
donor?
Not
a problem with that.
Yeah.
I am not a donor.
Right.
I will tell you why. Yeah. Because this has become big business, and you see this every year. You see a few stories where somebody did something when somebody wasn't dead yet. So my philosophy is that when my wife tells them, okay, it's over, go get it, go get it. And if she can't get there in time, I'm sorry. But I want her to be the one that's
too late, sorry.
Pull the plug and take the parts.
All right.
So there's a doctor out there now, Dr. Paul Morrissey. He's an associate professor of surgery at Brown University, Alpen Medical School. And he writes in the American Journal of Bioethics that a protocol known as donation after cardiac death, meaning death as a result of irreversible damage to the cardiovascular system, has increased the number of organs available for transplant, but has a number of limitations, and he wants to open up those limitations. Basically, they want to be able to start taking kidneys before the person's heart stops while they're still alive.
Well, yeah.
So he's out there batting this around. So really what it would do is, instead of going, okay, we call it, the person is dead, rush them into the OR, get the kidneys out, and put them into the other person, they would say, well, the family would have a little bit of time because they would go ahead and approve this, mm-hmm. and they would have time to grieve, and before the heart stops, we would go ahead and take the kidneys. Mm-hmm. This is just one more step into body part, body organ harvesting live people. and you're not dead yet.
First Las Vegas hotel room.
Exactly.
Right. So you're saying,
I'm
like,
telling you,
the person is brain dead, just on machines, right?
They're
still alive.
They're being kept alive by a machine, and they want to go ahead and take the kidneys then before the heart stops. Right now, you have to wait until the heart stops.
Right.
And then it's a mad rush to get the body parts out so that they're still good.
Yeah. Why does that bother you?
Because you didn't want it to happen to him.
In 10 years ago, it was like, okay, this person is dead. We're going to... Every year
but
we see...
But they are dead.
They're not dead. You see stories all the time where people
come
back.
But they can measure brain waves. If you have no brain waves, you're brain dead.
Easy.
Period.
My friend had waves for 2 hours. And now I just went to New Orleans with Mark. You know Mark, my friend Mark.
Yeah.
He was dead for 2 hours. What if they would have called it and pulled all of his kidneys out and all of his organs out and given them to somebody?
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
I've had plenty of days on this program I thought I was dead for a couple of hours.
Me too.
I came back.
There are people, Roberta, walking around hospitals waiting for the next almost dead person to get their parts.
Well, yes, because you have to be alive in order to harvest the stuff. If it's dead, it's not worth anything.
They have to wait until you go into cardiac arrest before they can pull them out. This is saying we want to get them on the other side of that.
So
what's
what
next?
Is morbid about? Let me tell you, if you were waiting for a kidney, if you were waiting for a liver, if you were waiting for lungs, I think your whole tune would change.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And that's why I'm for organ donation. All I'm saying is that it's becoming big business, and people will do whatever they need to do to make the money from that sale of
your kidneys. Who's responsible for getting Dick Cheney another heart? Where did that come from?
Right. He didn't have one to begin with. So.
Okay, Roberta, we knew that. That's too predictable.
But
I think Richie's gut is good food for thought. But Roberta presents a pretty interesting argument on the other side.
I'm not
side
saying
as well.
I'm against it. I'm just saying
Beware. Be smart. Yes.
There's a lot of money being made out there. Mm-hmm. We talked just this week about how nobody really wants to cure cancer because there's so much money being made.
Yeah. And I mean, there are
so why would it be any different with organ donation?
It isn't any. You go to China, not in the main cities because they can't get away with it anymore, but you go out to the hinterlands, 500 to 1,000 miles away from the main cities out in the northwest in China, and you go to places, other areas in India and Asia, they are chopping people up because there's a big market. They'll kill you like just as soon as look at you and take out whatever they need. Somebody has sent banditos out into these areas to look for somebody who looks healthy, and they kill them and they take the parts and bring them.
They should do that with people on death row, too. I mean, instead of electrocuting somebody and wasting all those good body parts.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want an evil guy's body parts.
That's interesting.
Though.
I agree with Roberta.
I would say no if someone offered me Richard Ramirez's kidney or something. I wouldn't be able to take it.
Do you want Jeffrey Dahmer's heart?
But you don't know where it's coming from anyway. All you are is you're glad that you're alive.
Yeah.
And I think, due to the fact that organ donation is so rare as far as trying to get as many parts as people need, maybe making this into a business is the way to do it, to make sure that everybody gets the parts they need.
But
it'll turn
into killing people who still have a chance.
You know, people forget that in a hospital, there are many, many, many people in an operating room or watching over something. It's not one person
making this. Why am I thinking this?
All right. This
in my father's house,
there's
there are many
lot of
rooms. Why am I thinking that?
There's a great ad for a storage facility in New York, and it says, "In my father's house, there are many rooms." And it said, "Obviously, Jesus didn't live in New York City."
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm so freaked out by how much money. I just had to put my dog
down
last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we went in there. We paid $100. You know, and then another couple hundred to get his ass back. But we paid $100. For a very humane way to end what would have been a tough 6 or 8 months for him. All right? But when it comes to humans, we will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep them alive another 6 months to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
No quality of life.
But on the flip side of that, if we think that they're close, whoo, there's a ton of jack to be made here. Let's get what we can and sell it where we can.
But you know what, Rich? This whole
it's
thing will...
It's a big
will,
business, Roberta.
It will
Beware.
Be a moot point if... Finally, people would accept the idea of stem cell research because if they do, in the future, we'll be able to grow.
More of that now.
But you know, we have how many billions of people on the planet now? If we start making them live to 120, then what happens?
Woohoo!
God has a plan,
we're moving into
man.
What I was going to talk about.
Yeah. All right, stand by. Roberta helps you to live longer. In the meantime, if you're concerned about your cholesterol level and triglycerides, maybe after all this conversation, you ought to be
avoid
paying
the
attention.
Implant.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Exactly, he said.
Exactly.
Exactly. Drop your triglycerides. It says drop your pants. No, drop your triglycerides. Drop your cholesterol level. Increase physical activity. That's a good way to make sure that you, as you maintain a healthy weight, that's really good for both of those problems. You have to choose the fats. We've been talking about this often. Now, this becomes a daily thing here on this program. Thinking about your health and well-being, eating the right amounts of fish, limiting the amount of alcohol. All of that stuff is great. But if you have a problem, you need to deal with it now and quickly. And Cardiol does that. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol levels down to the norm, your triglycerides down to the norm, and you do it the first 30 days on them. Try this wonderful product. I have tried it. I love what it did to my numbers. You'll love what it does to your numbers. You'll maintain them well if you stay on Cardiol. And as I said, this safe FDA-registered product is so easy to take. One capsule a day, that's all you have to do. And you get a free 30-day trial offer by going online to cardiol.net/Doug. CARDIOL.net/Doug. And just fill in the blanks. Is pretty obvious. It'll tell you, you know, what are you looking for? You're looking for the free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. Everybody needs to try this product. No matter what your age, very good for you. I even helped Charlotte along with it. It's great for maintenance. 888-809-6424, 888-809-6424, or online at cardiol.net/Doug for the 30-day trial offer. It's free.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
No, I... Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Fourteen before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Jennifer and Heather and Richie and Doug and Roberta with a trip. You're planning a trip, Roberta? Is that the deal?
Yeah, planning a trip to Venus.
Really?
After seeing it go across the sun yesterday. Now, that was really kind of awesome. You know, a lot of people tuned into that. And I think it was really great because it gave people a bigger perspective of, you know, other than their little world.
All right, so this was the eclipse
around them.
The eclipse of...
The
what?
Transit.
Yes,
well, I wouldn't call it
eclipse.
Yeah. It was pretty tiny.
Yeah,
transit
was
Venus across the face of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it only happens either every 105 years or 121 years. And they said the next transit won't be seen until the year 2117, which is why everybody was getting so excited about seeing it.
But it happens in pairs, which is why it happened just a few years ago.
Right, right. But I kind of took exception to the fact that they say, well, it's not going to happen now for another 105 years. And, you know, this is the last time we'll be able to see it in our lifetime. And I went, wait a minute. How do you know? There have been such advances in medical science, in how long we can live, in hormone therapy, stem cell therapy, that they're saying the human body can easily live to 150, 200 years. And if you think of in the last 50 years, the advances,
well,
in another 50 years,
you
think about
the
advances.
Here's what happens.
So,
we
know,
do so many bad things to our bodies. The body, you're right, the body that God has designed for us easily, if we didn't abuse it, could live to 135, 140, 150 years of age. Easily.
Right. Right. So my question to everybody here on the air and as to you guys at home is, do you think that you will be alive the next time Venus makes the transit across the sun 105
nope.
years from now?
I will.
I think you won't be either.
I will.
I think you won't be either, Doug.
Yeah. I will. I'm drinking
pop. I don't know. I don't know. It's possible.
Doug, the only way you'll be alive in 115 years is if they outlaw tractors and farming.
Well, the way the government's going, it could happen, Richie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that might kill him.
Yeah, it might kill me. You're right about
but
that.
But think about it. If somebody is 15 or 20 years old, they could easily be 130
Maybe.
By that time.
Somebody who was born like today.
Yeah. Well, no, then they'd only be 105.
Why wouldn't you want to think if his life is good, why wouldn't you want to keep living? If it's lousy, forget about it.
Right. No, I think it's good. The reason I don't think it's possible yet, I think eventually it might be, but the average life expectancy now is, what, 77?
In the 80s. They're saying 80s.
80.
So you figure it's going to have to go up 50 years.
No, because there's an exception. The exception, these people will be the exceptions to the rule. They won't be
right,
the rule.
I'm not saying everybody will be alive.
What do we do on this planet, though? If nobody's dying until they're
100
years
old,
we got to move them to Venus.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, can you think of like the birth rates? What would happen with that if we're already overpopulated?
If we were responsible,
we're still hanging around.
This brings up this is such a question about responsibility and religion. Religions kept and they do now. They have and they do still. Urge the people who are the faithful to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. Look at the number of babies being born in Israel, number of babies being born in India, and at least they got a handle on it sort of in China, and we do sort of here. But you see religionists and people who live in different ethnic societies, they want you to have more babies so you protect or keep. We got to match the numbers of Catholics in the world.
But
what kind of meaningless nonsense is that?
Think about back in the time of the Romans, people were having kids by the time they were 14 and 15, dying by the time they were 30 and 35. Now, at least here in this country, people are having kids when they're in their 40s.
Right.
And dying when they're 80 and 90. So in another 100 years, sure, people are going to be having kids into their 60s, living to 120. I mean, is that the progression?
Well, I don't know in their 60s. I think the reproductive system, it does have a finite time to it.
But so did our life.
And I don't think that the reproduction system will increase in years. Our lifespans may increase, but how long we can have babies, I don't think is going to go up much.
I'm hoping.
Because you're only born with a certain number of eggs, and that's it.
Right.
When they're gone, they're gone.
Years are gone, aren't they, Roberta?
Mine are done. Yeah, that's okay. It.
They're cracked.
Shop's closed.
There's a special on Hard Dozen Eggs next to Roberta at the Convenience Mart. 51 after on Good Day.
Venus, if you will, please send a little girl for you.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The dust is settling following a recall election and plenty of primaries. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker dodging a political bullet, surviving a recall election, defeating Milwaukee Democratic Mayor Tom Barrett. The recall challenge prompted by Walker's hardline stance on collective bargaining rights of state employees. Let's first hear from a man who came up short yesterday, Mayor Barrett. Here's what he had to say last night.
I just got off the phone with Governor Walker and congratulated him on his victory tonight. We agreed that it is important for us to work together.
As Barrett was making his way through the crowd last night, a woman came up to him, upset about the Barrett loss, and asked the mayor if she could slap him. The mayor said he replied, "I'd rather you hug me." He leaned down, and she slapped him. This can be seen on YouTube. As for the winner, Governor Walker, he thanked supporters, promising to move Wisconsin forward, also promising to bring a divided state legislature together.
Next week, I'm going to invite all the members of the state legislature, Republican and Democrat alike. And what better way to bring people together than to invite them over for some brats and some burgers, right?
By the way, Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish also avoided being recalled. She calls the vote a resounding moment for the GOP. Elsewhere, voters in five more states have confirmed that Mitt Romney is their choice to run against President Obama in November. Primaries held yesterday in California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Romney's nomination will become official at the Republican National Convention in Tampa in late August. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CBD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, it was a positive day for the market. Modest gains for stocks after 4 days of losses. The Dow up 26 points to 12,128. S&P with a 7-point gain. NASDAQ finished 18 points higher. Here's something that was lower. Shares in Facebook down another 4% at the close yesterday. The stock ended at $25.86 a share. That's down nearly 30% since the IPO debut at $38 a share. The U.S. Air Force's super-secret unmanned space plane is coming back to Earth later this month. There it goes now. It spent a year in orbit. The experimental Boeing X-37B was originally scheduled to land in December, but its still secret mission was extended. The question, of course, if this thing is so super secret, how do we know it's coming back to Earth? How do we know it exists in the first place? Closing notes. First, from across the pond, London, Britain's Queen Elizabeth, with this seemingly endless celebration of her Diamond Jubilee. Giant crowds have gathered as Elizabeth marks a reign of 60 years. Would you care to say anything, Your Highness, Your Majesty, Your Queenliness, whatever?
It has touched me deeply to see so many thousands of families, neighbors, and friends celebrating together in such a happy atmosphere.
Oh, my apologies, but I belong to the group of folks who remain utterly mystified with the fascination of this monarch. Finally, something really majestic and quite rare. Perhaps you saw it in the sky yesterday. Yes, we're talking about a celestial event in which the planet Venus moved across the face of the sun, the transit of Venus. It happened late yesterday afternoon into the evening, more or less, depending on what time zone you are in. NASA streamed the whole thing live from an observatory in Hawaii. Dr. Larry Mulner is an astronomy professor at Calvin College in Michigan. He said he feels lucky to have viewed such a rare event.
It only happens twice per century, and this is our second time, so this will be our last time for basically everybody living today.
Speak for yourself, Doc. For those of us living in the New York City area, the sun played peekaboo with the clouds yesterday. We never really got a good look. So, we will have to wait until the next transit of Venus, December 10th, the year 2117. And to ensure I'll still be around, I'm going to cut down on the chips. Maybe just one more handful. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.